إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، once again, I welcome all of you. I'm going to continue reading from this topic, من أخلاق الصائمين, from the manners of those who are fasting. من أخلاق الصائمين. And this is a talk by our Lord Sheikh Al-Mufti عبد العزيز آل الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى. In a previous, yesterday actually, we read to you the first part of his talk, حفظه الله, in which we highlight that the Muslim by fasting does not just abstain from food and drink, but rather the Muslim fasts from the haram in general, not just food and drink, because fasting is to abstain, stay away from. Likewise, the fasting Muslim doesn't just leave off food and drinks, but rather leave off the haram in general in the first place. قال الشيخ حفظه الله أيها الصائم إن صومنا يجب أن يسيطر على حواسنا سمعنا وأبصارنا وتفكيرنا وكل جوارحنا حتى يكون لهذا الصوم أثر في نفوسنا. The Sheikh says, and he's addressing the fasting person. So why are you fasting? Keep in mind these advices. The Sheikh, he says, while fasting, we have to have control over our limbs. We have to have control over our hearing, our sight. Because the fasting person doesn't hear anything, doesn't listen to anything, doesn't look at anything, as the Sheikh is going to break it down later on. Even the way we think, we don't just think about anything while you're fasting, because you're upon ibadah. While you're fasting, you are performing an act of worship. And all of our limbs, we have to have control over them, so that this fasting will have an impact on our souls and contribute in the purification of our souls. قال الشيخ يصور ذلك جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه صاحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث يقول إذا صمت فليصم سمعك وبصرك ولسانك عن المحارم ودع عنك أذى الجار وليكن عليك سكينة ووقار يوم صومك ولا تجعل يوم صومك ويوم فطرك سواء. The Sheikh mentioned an author of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that this is Jabir radiallahu anhu saying, إِذَا صُمْتَ فَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعُكَ وَبَصَرُكَ وَلِسَانُكَ عَنِ الْمَحَارِ. The day when you fast, when you say, I'm fasting tomorrow, whether it's Ramadan, or whether another obligatory fast, or any fast, when you are fasting, likewise, your hearing has to fast, your ears, your eyes has to fast, your tongue has to fast from what? From haram. Okay, your belly fasts from food and drink, but also your ears fast from haram. Your eyes fast from haram. And your tongue fast from the haram. And do not harm your neighbor, he says. He says, but rather while you're fasting, tranquility should be upon you. You should be tranquil. And you should be in peace while you're fasting. And do not make your day when you're fasting look the same when you are not. When you are fasting, that day is different, is special. It doesn't look like the same days when you are not fasting. قال الشيخ حفظه الله نعم هذا الصوم الكامل. He says, yes, this is the complete fasting. صوم يشمل السمع. Fasting that includes your hearing as well. Not just you stay away from food and drink, everybody can do that. But also your hearing has to fast. Your ears fast. فَيَصُمُّ أُذُنَهُ عَنْ كُلِّ قَوْلٍ بَذِيءٍ. The person who is fasting should also make sure to keep his hearing away from anything that is despicable and haram. عن نميمة يلقيها نمام يريد الإفساد والتفرقة بين الأصحاب. Now you're fasting, but you should also stay away from namima. If a person try to bring some trouble between two persons or two people, don't listen to them. You should fast. Your ears has to fast from that haram. وعن غيبة ينتهك فيها عرض المسلم بغير حق. Likewise, your ears has to fast from listening to backbiting. Now you're fasting, you're hungry, you're thirsty, and you're listening to backbiting. No, can't do this. They don't go along. Likewise, if somebody want to backbite and come to you and say, Gus, you see over there? Tell him, تقي الله يا أخي. You're fasting in Ramadan. But your tongue has to fast from backbiting the people. Now you're not eating the meat, you're not eating bread, you're not eating fruits, but you're eating the flesh of your brother. Change your diet. You advise those people, tell them, ya akhi, this is Ramadan. You're fasting, you're not eating food, but you're eating the flesh of your brother by backbiting them. As Allah tells in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْدُكُمْ بَغْدًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُهُ. Let not one of you backbite another, in Surah Al-Hujurat. Would any one of you likes to eat the flesh of his dead brother? But you dislike that, so dislike backbiting as well. You dislike that and you hate it. Nobody wants to do that. So hate backbiting as well. Do not backbite one another. If you have something to talk to you, to say to your brother, go to him and talk to him. Don't talk about him. Give him the advice. Give him the nasiha. And we should close this door. You can't just be sitting there and somebody talking, backbiting your brother, tearing him apart in his honor, and you're like, oh yeah, yeah, na'am. Nah, you're agreeing with him on that evil? No, it's no good. Give him advice. And if you try again, tell him, akhi, don't talk to me about my brothers. Go talk to him.
وكذلك يصم أذنيه عن بهت وعدوان يقوله البعض عن البعض بغير حق.
نعم. When you're fasting, likewise, your ears has to fast. And you're not hear any falsehood. People lying against somebody or slandering people with things that is not in them. And you're sitting there listening and you say you're fasting in Ramadan. No, the fasting person who wants to get the most of that fast does not allow other people to slander others without right.
يَصُمُّ سَمْعَهُ أَنْ يَسْمَعَ بَاطِلًا يُخَالِفُ الشَّرَعِ.
In general, the Shaykh says,
your ears has to fast. How? You don't hear anything that is in opposition to the Shara. Anything that opposes what Allah legislates for us, we don't want to hear it. So you hear no lies. Somebody's lying, you don't hear no. You don't hear no jokes. Because jokes are lies if they are not right. If they are not true. The lie. Falsehood is a lie. Backbiting, namima, music. All of this is haram. Opposes the shara, your ears has to fast as well, along with your belly. وَيَصُومُ الْبَصَرُ نَعَمْ. Your eyes has to fast too. Why you fasting? Your eyes has to fast along with you. How? How the eye fast? قَالَ فَلَا يَنظُرُ إِلَى مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ النَّظَرَ إِلَيْهِ. How the eye fast? By that person not looking at anything that Allah has made haram for him to look at. That's how your eyes fast. فلا يتطلع للنظر في النساء وتطلع إليهن وإطلاق البصر حيث يشاء. So that man does not look at women. He has no business looking at, whether in pictures or magazines or internet or on iPhone or any place or on the streets or at work or on a marketplace, neighbors. No. Your eyes has to fast as well from looking to any haram. وَيَصُومُ اللِّسَانِ. The tongue fast, not just from eating food and tasting the food, but also has to fast. فَلَا يَقُولُ فُحْشًا وَزُورًا وَلَا إِثْمًا وَبَاطِلًا. So that person who's fasting does not say any falsehood. No lies. No sinful talks. Nothing. لَا يَذْكُرُ النَّاسَ إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ. If he wants to mention someone, he mention him with good. Or he be quiet. فَلَا يَتَّهِمْ النَّاسِ وَيَظْلِمُهُمْ وَلَا يَقَعُ فِي أَعْرَادِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. The one who's fasting doesn't insult people, accuses them, and subhanAllah, and oppress them and wrong them in their honors without any right. وَدَعْ عَنْكَ أَذَى الْجَارِ. Likewise, Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says, and do not oppress the neighbor. He says, فَالْجَارُ مَطْلُوبٌ إِكْرَامُهُ. He says, actually in our religion, in this beautiful religion of Islam, we are commanded to be kind to our neighbors. نعم, to be good to our neighbors, to the best of our abilities. We are prohibited and prevented from harming our neighbors. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهِ. And whoever believe in Allah and the last day, he should be good to his neighbor. Should be good to his neighbor. وَفِي لَفْظٍ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلَا يُؤْذِي جَارَهِ. In another word in a narration, and whoever believes in Allah and the last day, he should not harm his neighbor. You do not harm your neighbor. إِذَنَ الْمَطْلُوبُ مِنَ السَّائِمِ أَنْ يَكُونَ الصَّوْمُ مُهَذِّبًا لِسُلُوكِهِ وَأَخْلَاقِهِ مُقَوِّمًا لِمَا عُوَجَّ مِنْ أَخْلَاقِهِ. In the Shaykh Abdul Aziz al-Shaykh, the Mufti Hafidhahullah, he says, so this is the one who benefits from fasting. If you know that you are benefiting from fasting, not just getting hungry and thirsty, how do you know that you really are benefiting from fasting? If that fasting is helping you with your manners and your etiquettes, that you see there is a progress, you're making a progress. When you fast, you're making a progress in your manners, in your akhlaq. And this matter of akhlaq is very, very important. نعم. It's good to know the aqidah, the manhaj. نعم, no doubt. But you have to be upon the akhlaq. Akhlaq of Islam. There are many narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that highlight the importance of manners. نعم, you have a good aqidah. The aqidah of the Salaf, the minhaj of the Salaf. What is the akhlaq of the Salaf? Cheating, backbiting, fighting, no respect for the elders, no respect for those who have authority. Not, subhanAllah, it's amazing. No akhlaq, no patience. People are dishonest. They're not truthful. They lie, backbite, and they like their way away the Salaf. Who from the Salaf used to do this? نسأل الله السلام والعافية. The most beloved of the servants to Allah are those who have good manners. Those who have good manners. ما من شيء أثقل في الميزان من حسن الخلق. The Prophet says, there is nothing that weighs heavier on the scale of a person than his good manners. Good manners. It's very important. You gotta be upon the Sunnah, Salafiyyah, but they have evil manners. They backbite. They cheat. They borrow something and not only did they bring it back, they destroy it. What manhaj is this? What Salafiyyah is this? He married a woman with a contract that he's supposed to take care of her and deal with her with kindness. And what is the akhlaq? No patience. The way he talked to her, the way he deals with her. And he was commanded by Allah. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. What is the Salafiyyah? La ilaha illallah. You hire one person, he don't show up. Take the money but never finish the job. What is Salafiyyah? Oh, Salafiyyah, Salafiyyah, manhaj, manhaj. What is the akhlaq? What is the dealing with one another? What is patience? Some people claim Salafiyyah, Sunnah, this, manhaj. Oh, Sheikh Fulan, this, Imam Ahmed, Salafus Salih. Step on his shoes. By mistake. Oh, subhanAllah, I want to fight you. Akhlaq, ya akhwan. That would. Naam, you gotta have the correct aqidah, the aqidah of the Salaf, the minhaj of the Salaf, the ibadah of the Salaf, but the akhlaq too. You gotta have their manners. The manners of the Salaf. So that's what the Shaykh, he says. This is what makes the difference. But everybody is hungry and thirsty, but this is what makes the difference. A person making progress is his manners. That's the one who really is benefiting from fasting. He see himself working on what is crooked in his manners. Because there is not amongst us except that we have issues. We're not perfect. We have deficiencies. Fasting helps us. If we look at it this way, I'm going to fast because this helped me with my manners. So when somebody talk to you in a certain way, you say, Alhamdulillah, I'm fasting. See, you're not going to talk to him back because you're fasting. Okay? جاعلا صيام المسلم على أحسن سيرة وأكمل أخلاق ودع عنك أذى الجار وليكن عليك سكينة في صومك ولا يكن يوم صومك ويوم فطرك سواء. The Sheikh said also, the one who's fasting, he's peaceful. He's thinking. He's from one act of worship to another. If he's not reading the Quran, he's praying. If he's not praying, he's reading the Quran. He finished reading the Quran, he's asking Allah for forgiveness. He's helping his parents. He's visiting his mother. He's visiting a sick person. That's what a fasting person do. A fasting person doesn't watch movies and sports all day. No. A fasting person He does ibadat from one act of worship to another. Some people, they even have so much they want to do in one day, they don't even have time. Enough time to do everything they plan to do in that day. They wish if the day is longer. Other people wish that the day is shorter. See? They're like, oh, 15 hours, that's a lot. Other people who, they have a plan, ibadat, many actions of worship that they want to perform in that day, they don't have enough time. They have to postpone some of them for the next day. Even though the next day is already is charged up. They preserve the obligatory prayers. They come early to the masjid. They stay after the salat. They do the adhkar. They go straight home and make the sunnah. And be kind to their family members, with their children, wives, grandparents. He hears somebody sick, they go visit them. Somebody is in need, they make themselves available. And their wealth available. The masjid needs something, they do. They participate in feeding the Muslims, the fasting people. Now, and while doing all of this, that person is remembering Allah. Istighfar, tasbih, tahmid, tahleel, takbir, sending the salat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't have a lot of time. That's why somebody said to him, come here man, you this and this. He's like, he look at him with a smile and continues saying, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. That's where the benefit is. Not stopping remembering Allah and remove himself from obedience to a state of ignorance. Because Allah says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And those when the ignorant address them in a harsh way, what they do? They reply with kind words of gentleness. And they are peaceful. That's why Shaykh says, those who are fasting, they're different than those who are not. He's fasting, but he's all over the place and he's talking a lot. Fasting, you humble yourself. You slow down. Why? Because you're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وَلِذَا كَانَ سَلَفُكُمُ الصَّالِحِ يَتَمَنَّوْنَ رَمَضَانَ وَيَتَطَّلَّعُونَ لَهُ لِعِلْمِهِمْ بِفَوَائِدِهِ الْحَاضِرَ وَالْمُسْتَقْبِلَةِ. He says, for these reasons, the Salaf al-Salih, the Sahaba and the Tabi'un, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, or Tabi'un, they used to, subhanAllah, can't wait until Ramadan comes. They miss Ramadan. Do we? They miss it. They can't wait. They be counting the days and the months. And they prepare themselves for Ramadan. They can't wait until Ramadan comes. They're so happy. The closest Ramadan gets, the happier they are. Because of these benefits. Because they know the main benefits that they gain from Ramadan in this life. It helped them to polish their hearts and purify their souls. And to rectify their affairs, their manners, and their etiquettes. And yet they know the great rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for those who are sincere and those who do good deeds. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله أيها الصائم. He's still addressing the fasting person. قال أيها الصائم يقول نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم. Once again, this is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, ومن لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به والجهل فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. In this hadith that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari in his Sahih on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and whoever does not leave off false speech, and whoever does not leave off false speech and evil deeds, Allah has no need for his leaving off food and drinks. Allah don't need. And whoever does not leave off false speech and evil deeds, Allah has no need for his leaving off food and drink. قال الشيخ بمعنى أن من كان الصوم عنده مقتصرا على ترك الطعام والشراب ولكن هذا الصائم لم يمتنع عن كذب ولا عن نميمة ولا عن شهادة زور ولا أقوال بذيئة ولا أخلاق سيئة ولا لم يمتنع عن غش ولا كذب ولا باطل ولا ادعاء فقر وهو غني فإن هذا ليس لله في صيامه حاجة. The Sheikh says, what is the meaning of this hadith? It means that if a person thinks that fasting just to stay away from food and drink, if a person just don't eat, don't drink, okay? He's fasting, don't eat, don't drink, of course, from Fajr until sunset, until Maghrib. But this person didn't stay away from lying, from namima, tail carrying, from ghiba, backbiting. Yeah, he's not eating, alhamdulillah. He's not eating anything, not drinking anything. If he's married, he stays away from having any relations with his wife. But he's not staying from lying. People still lie, backbite, witness falsehood. Doesn't pay attention to his statements. Say whatever he wants to say. Ill manners, cheating the people. He has a business, he cheats. He's fasting, by the way, but he cheats, lies, falsehood. Some of them, they claim that they are poor, but they are not. And start begging people, but they have money. Just because there's like, look, there's more people in the masjid every Ramadan, this is an opportunity for certain people. And they start begging, and they lie with that. They come up with some lies. He has this, he has this diseases, he has no diseases. Allah protected him and they claim that they have diseases and cry and this so that the people give them money. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ And هذا محرم, this is forbidden. So the Shaykh says this is a person condition. He fasted from food and drink, but he's not fasting from these ill manners, lying, witnessing falsehood, cheating the people, and the like. فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَيْسَ لِلَّهِ فِي صِيَامُ حَاجٍ He said, this person, there is no need. Allah, there is no need for this person to live off his food and drink. مَا جَاءَ الصَّوْمُ لِأَجْلِ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ The Shaykh says, fasting was not prescribed. The hikmah behind fasting is not just to stay away from food and drink. إِنَّمَا تُرِكَ الطَّعَامُ وَالشَّرَابِ لِيَكُونَ وَسِيلَةً لِمَا فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ تَهْذِيبِ النَّفْسِ وَتَزْكِيَةِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَالْقِيَامِ He says, yes. Leaving off food and drink is an indication. Since you have left that which is lawful to you, food and drinks is lawful to you, but you have left them for Allah, then you have to leave off that which is haram in the first place. See? That's when you're fasting, you say, wait a minute, I'm not eating my breakfast, which is halal. I'm not drinking water, which is permissible. So if I am prevented from these things that are normally permissible for me, what about lying? What about cheating the Muslims, all the non-Muslims? What about backbiting? What about fighting, arguing? What about cheating? What about harming others, oppressing them in their world, in their blood, in their honor? See? These are the people that benefit from the fast. قال الشيخ فلنتق الله معشر الصائمين في صيامنا ولنراعي آداب الصيام لنكون من الصائمين حقا الذين يأملون من الله قبول صيامهم ورفع درجاتهم وأن يحقق الله لهم ما وعدهم على لسان نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث يقول كل عمل ابن آدم له مضاعف الحسن بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به يدع طعامه وشرابه لأجلي The Shaykh says we have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and especially while we are fasting by acting upon His commands and staying away from the prohibitions we have to observe this etiquette of fasting, so that we can be from those who are truly fasting, not just hungry and thirsty. The true Muslims who are fasting, those who hope that Allah accepts from them their fast, and therefore raise them levels, and they are be from those people who will get that which Allah has promised, the good doors, on the tongue of His Prophet ﷺ, when he said, all of the actions of the son of Adam are multiplied. When he performed one good deed, he's rewarded 10 to 700. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, except fasting. Except some fasting, it is for me. I reward him. The ulama, he says, this doesn't apply on fast, subhanAllah. 10 to 700, no. Meaning is more. Allah gives more for fasting. Because Allah is generous. The most generous. He says, I reward him for it since he has left his food and his drinks for me. He didn't leave it for diet like some people may think, look, Ramadan is coming, I'm going to lose some weight. And that's why they fasted? That's not. No, they have to fast for Allah. This is a ibadah. Whether they lose weight or not, they shouldn't lose this good deed. That's what they should lose. They should fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah says, they left their food and drink for me. Meaning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فالصوم أضافه الله إليه تكريما وتفضيلا وجعل ثوابه غير مقدر بعدد بل ثواب لا يعلم قدره إلا الله. He says, look, subhanAllah, that from the things that highlight the virtue and superiority of fasting, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting is for me. And he has made, the Shaykh Abdul Aziz al-Shaykh, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the reward for fasting not known. It's not limited to a number. Only Allah knows the reward of the fasting, for fasting. قال الشيخ حفظ الله سيامنا من كل سوء وصانه من كل النقائص وجعلنا وإياكم من المتنافسين في الأعمال الصالحة المسابقين إلى الخيرات إنه على كل شيء قدير. He says, may Allah preserve our fasting from all evil and sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our fasting from being deficient. And may Allah make us anew from those who compete one another for good. Those who compete one another to do righteous actions. Those who are foremost and they want to be the first ones to do good. Indeed, Allah is able to do all things. Then the Shaykh, as I mentioned to you yesterday, this is a Friday sermon, Khutbah to Jumu'ah. And that was the end of the first part of it. Then the second part of that Jumu'ah, the Shaykh, he gave advice to the Muslims. He says, أيها المسلم أخي المسلم في هذا الشهر المبارك كم من قنوات تبث برامج هابطة وتنشر مسلسلات ضالة فيها عداء للإسلام ولمز لآدابه وسخرية بأخلاقه وفضائله وأمور وأمور كثيرة. Now the Shaykh is giving some serious advice to Muslims all over the world. He says, now he's addressing those people who have TV, those Muslims who have TVs in their homes. Not only they have a TV in their home, but they have a satellite dish, you know, the direct TV and all those, and his sisters and cousins. Alright, they have the TVs, but also they have satellite dish with the remote control. They turn it to the east to get, I don't know what, switch it to the south to get whatever, Latinos, I don't know what. May Allah protect Muslims from that evil.
Amen.
And they should get that evil from their homes. Those who are still have that evil, they should get off of their homes. And by the way, I want to share with you something. The ulama from them, our noble Shaykh, Dr. Sulaiman al-Ruhayli, Sulaiman al-Ruhayli, Hafidhahullah. I heard him in one of his talks. He was talking about, he gave a nice talk about sins. I translated that talk a long time ago. Alhamdulillah. A very powerful talk on sins and the evil effects of sins on the human, on the individuals and on society. And in one part he was talking about al-mujahara bil ma'asi, those who openly commit sins. Because there is difference between someone who wrong himself, but he doing between him, just him. Somebody who goes and do whatever, watch something, he's wronging himself, but alone in some basement, at home. But now there are those people who commit sin openly. They don't care. And there is a hadith. كل أمتي معافا إلا المجاهرين. All my ummah will be pardoned and forgiven except those who openly express the sins. Okay? They perpetrate the sins openly. They don't go and hide and do it. Even though that's evil too. And the Shaykh, he mentioned many ways how the people do certain things and they fall into this category. From them, he said, those people who put the satellite dish on top of the roof of their homes, or on a balcony, or on a window. What they say? They tell the people, look, we're watching those movies. See, the Sheikh says, look, they put that out there, and they, so the people, they know what they're doing. It's different if somebody has a TV in the house, a VCR, just him, and he's watching whatever, which is still not permissible and haram, but that person is to himself. Nobody knows. He goes to his home, watch whatever he watch, he comes outside. But that person, he has a satellite dish, DirecTV, or what's the other one? It doesn't mean you have it, but just help me out, man. Huh? It's like, man, you know, I want to say something, and then they think what they may think. Let people think what they want. It's between you and your Lord.
Comcast,
yeah, that one. Comcast, Xfinity, Verizon, TNT, T-Mobile, Dish Network. Look, sometimes you may move to a house that already have that dish on the roof, right? And you might not even know, because the tenants, that's the tenants, the people that live there, maybe they used to have it. And then people, they may think, oh, look at him, oh, look at that. So, but you don't even know, because you've never been on the roof. You don't care about the roof, you just go in the house. So it doesn't matter. As long as you see what you are doing, if you have a dish, get it out of your home. And subhanAllah, plus on top of that, those people pay what? How much money? How much a month? $300?
$60, $80.
Giving it to who? To the kuffar. So they can stay on that rotten business? Like a Muslim telling them, look, I got you. You gotta stay in that business. Here is my contribution every month. Now he's paying $70, $90 for those channels of haram. You think these are channels that of Quran? You think this DirecTV give you channels of hadith? Sheikh Fawzan classes and Sheikh Bin Baz, right? No. Buy watch and whatever it is and all that and haram fi haram music, this. Now here is a Muslim paying that, but there is orphans that need that money. There are widows that need that money. There is, subhanAllah, that $90 you can buy some mushafs and put them in the Quran, in the masjid, buy Kitab al-Tawheed. You can buy six of them or more and give them to the people so they can know the Tawheed. So the Shaykh is giving a very serious advice, because there's a lot of Muslims that are suffering from this disease, waliyadu billah. Alhamdulillah, they're Muslims, they pray, they say they are upon the sunnah, but then they have that shaitan in their homes. That shaitan of channels, 200 channels. One is not enough. One is deadly. Just one is dead enough. So now you find this man work hard and leave his wife and children with 200 plus channels. And now later on he's like, why didn't you memorize? Why your manners? Why you acting like that? Why are you looking at me like that? Why you? Who you living with? Hey. Some people, they said maybe they watch the news. They only watch the news. Okay. And who give the news? Who be on CNN? Huh? A woman like that, who you gonna watch? Right? The news, yeah. What news? There's nothing new about the news. It's all old stuff. Even that news is not news. It's just... And even that's just an excuse. If there is they don't have access only to the news. Those children have access only to the news? No, to anything else. If that man who says, no, he has a TV and direct TV only for the news, you get a newspaper, brother. And especially in our times. At least if somebody said it 30 years ago, 40 years, we say, maybe, yeah, he need to get the news. But you don't have to get the news, man. The real news is what's going on in your house. Now you want to know your interest in what's going on in Japan and Russia, and you're not interested in what's going on in your home, in your daughter's bedroom? Who's interested in that news? Are you going to wait until something big happens, and they put it on CNN? Now you want to know what happened in your home. Nah, yeah, it's not how you work. Especially these days, people, they can get the news in... Actually, some people told me that they, whenever something happened in the world, their phone, that they call a smartphone, give beep, beep. And they tell them what happened, right or wrong. Some people, they don't know, they have software. I'm not good at those things. Alhamdulillah. But they say they can subscribe to some software or update or whatever it is. And then they get updates on the news, right? Why don't you get updates on Tawheed? Alhamdulillah, in Saudi Arabia, I've seen some brothers, they have like that. They some logistical, whatever they call it, some software, whatever. And you get updates on classes, on Tawheed, Dua. Every 5 minutes they send you Hadith, send you Dua. And that's good. Then you look at your phone and you see an ayah, ittaqillah. Ya ayyuhan nabi, ittaqillah. Then in 5 minutes, a hadith come to you and you look at it and says, ittaqillah haythuma kunt. That may save you. You may about to do something and say, oh, astaghfirullah. But this news, what new about it? Somebody got killed, somebody, I don't know what, somebody did this. It's all the same thing. The Shaykh is giving some serious advice. He says, in this blessed month of Ramadan, the TV channels, subhanallah, naam, in some Muslim countries, ikhwan. That's true, that's reality. They wait until Ramadan to load the TV with all evil. And they says, because of Ramadan, that's why we're going to take care of you guys. Bring them all the soap opera movies and all the music and all this and that in Ramadan to keep the people away from purifying their souls. Why? Because of the shayateen. Because of shayateen al-ins, shayateen of the human being. They know that Ramadan will help the people to purify their souls, to see who they are, where they stand. Because when a person, alhamdulillah, this is a ni'mah from Allah, when you fast, it's different. Right or wrong, Abdullah?
Right.
You're different. Look at our masajid. In Ramadan, they're different than outside Ramadan. More people in the masjid, more people reading the book of Allah, more people are generous, more people are nice and kind. in Ramadan. So the shayateen of the human being, they know that. They're like, we have to counter attack that. Because they don't want the Muslims to do better, to rectify their affairs, to turn to Allah. So they busy them. They say, okay, fast. They busy them with so much. You find the people are fasting, they watching. Right on Ramadan, so many tournaments take place. Soccer, baseball, blah, blah, to keep the people away from Quran and the message. In some Muslim countries, I'm talking about my country where I grew up, Morocco. Subhanallah, the tournament of soccer in Ramadan, we never seen them in Brazil. Now, tournaments of soccer, every neighborhood have a tournament. From what? From right before Asr until after Maghrib. People are playing, and those who are not playing, they watching. And then after Maghrib, they get into the talk about those games. Oh, he win, oh, he score, who qualified, who didn't, to turn the people away from the remembrance of Allah. And in the night time, they load the TV with all of the bad movies and a'udhu billah, soap operas and music, to turn the people away from the book of Allah. That's why the Shaykh is giving this very. And on top of that, ya hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. In some cities who they think like big cities, they have actually on Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. This is when I was young then. Now they told me they do it every night. What they do? They have, what they call it? They build the stand.
Stadiums?
Not stadium. They build the stand in the in downtown or whatever, or if a city have a beach, and they have concert. That's the word, concert. They have a musical concert every night, akhi. Some of them, wallahi, they started at the time of Taraweeh. Now here is a masjid right there. You know Muslim countries, they have a lot of masjid. Here is a masjid, the imam is reciting the Taraweeh, and here is a lady singing to turn the people away. The Shaykh is giving some serious advice. He says, in the month of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan, the month of khair, the month of good, he says, Allah al-Musta'an. In Muslim countries, the TV is loaded with evil. Not only the evil, but subhanAllah, they bring some movies and some soap opera movies and series that even mock Islam. Aynam. They bring, for example, some soap operas and series about families. That this man is married, huh? But they show him that he is extreme. Why? Because he tell his wife not to go outside, no music, no mixing. But then the woman, she want to mix. The girls, they don't want to dress properly, and they sneak and go in the back, and they show the father like he's a bad man, he's a bad father. A'udhu billah. And la hawla wa la quwwata. So much so that the ignorant among the Muslims, they take a side with the girl. Because the girl, she wants to go out and have fun. And wal'iyadu billah, no hijab, no salat. But the father who tell her, no daughter, you gotta pray. You can't live in a house like this. This is not good for you. They focus on him like he's an evil man, a bad father. He's not nice to her. And they focus on her like she's been oppressed. So that the audience who are watching, they take side with her. And they cry when she cry. Aina. They cry when she cry. And some of them, they even curse that man. He's a bad father. And they say a lot of things that about Islam, wal'iyadu billah, which is not right. Some of it is kufr, the Shaykh says. Some of that was they display, and these are Muslims, wal'iyadu billah. They claim Islam. قد كم تبت من قنوات فضائية ومسلسلات هابطة برامج ساقطة عندما يتأملها المسلم يرى فيها عيبا للإسلام ولمزا لأخلاقه وسخرية بآدابه واستهزاء بمحرماته وسخرية بأهل الدين والمنتسبين إليه بأي وسيلة كانت. إن الاستماع لهذا أو مشاهدة هذه الأمور لأمور تخرج في صيام العبد.
Yeah, because they bring certain things and they think like now for fun. But they talking bad about hijab. The woman that have hijab, they look at her like she's retarded. Who is she from? She came from I don't know where. The man who has a beard, they look at him, how he look, and make fun of him. They make fun of those people who are upright and they read the Quran.
SubhanAllah. But then they once, and then they show another house, because that's how they usually do it. They said two families in the same series, one family upon the deen of Allah, the father, he prays. Maybe the mother, she prayed too, but the children don't want to pray. The children, they just want to party and music and go out and they want to have nothing to do with Islam. Why? Because they show another family next to them. His name Abdullah and her name Aisha, but no Islam in their home. They have dogs in the house. And they celebrate birthdays and parties and this. And those children now, this girl, she want to live with the hijab, but her friend, neighbor, and she's like, look, I do whatever I want to do. A'udhu billahi yaqo. This is very dangerous. They teaching our children to go against the religion? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. The Shaykh says, you do not listen to these things. You do not take a part of this evil programs. And they say that these are good. They help in the Muslims. They have a long day. Now they want to give them something to, I don't know what, in the night time to make it easy for them to fast in. Al-iyadu billah. Shaykh said, this is not permissible. You don't watch these movies or these programs. Al-iyadu billah. قال فيا أخي إن كنت تشاهد هذه المسلسلات وترى ما فيها من هذه الأمور الهابطة وأنت لا تستطيع أن تبدلها أو تغير من منهجها فالأولى لك أن تحفظ عينيك من النظر وأذنك من الاستماع ليسلم لك دينك فإنك ترى في كثير من هذه القنوات وهذه المسلسلات ما فيه شر وبلاء نسأل الله أن يهدي ضال المسلمين ويثبت مطيعهم. The Sheikh said, maybe you may be in an environment, in an area that, but you cannot change these things. You cannot stop this evil. You can't. He said, so protect yourself. Don't listen to these things. Sometimes you may find a young person who lives with a family. They Muslims by affiliation. Just because they are born in a Muslim family. Naam, I know some of the youth, they come and approach me and say, Akhi, I live with my family. They Muslims, alhamdulillah, from Muslim country. Whether it is Egypt or Morocco or Saudi or Yemen or Ethiopia or Somalia or Senegal or Gambia. Naam, they're Muslim countries. Or Pakistan. But now this young brother or this young sister, Allah guide them to the Sunnah, alhamdulillah. Allah open their hearts. And they want to spend time reading the Quran. To listen to the Quran. To read the books of Tawheed. Naam, they have fun, they go for a walk, they play with their friends and the like, but they don't want to watch movies. But now they live, they're still young, they're 16, 17, 15, 14, but they live with their parents. And their parents have TVs, not just one, DVDs, movies, Dish, DirecTV, whatever, Comcast. And they sit there, all of them, the whole family, father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, cousins, uncles, brothers, sisters, this, elderly, young ones, all sitting in front of the TV watching the movies. And this brother is like, SubhanAllah, what can I do? First of all, the Shaykh is telling you, if you cannot change that, because that's not your house. That's not your house. If they live with you, yes, you take that TV and all that stuff, put it in the trash. But now you live with them, give them advice nicely. They don't listen,
Well, protect yourself. You don't sit with them and watch these things and listen to the haram when they listen to it and when they are watching it. وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. Now, so in summary to this, this is a very important topic. من أخلاق الصائمين. We shared with you from this talk of our beloved Shaykh, which is a khutbah of Jumu'ah, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Al Shaykh Hafidhahullah, that we should look at fasting not just as staying away from food and drink. No, it's beyond that. Not just we fast from food and drink, we have to fast also from listening to haram, saying haram, looking at the haram, going to places that we it's not permissible for us to go to. This is doing transactions that are not permissible for us. It's not just stay away from, don't eat and don't drink, but also don't look at haram. Don't listen to haram. Don't say that which is not permissible. Don't go places that are not permissible. And you be careful on how you use your time while you're fasting. You don't waste your time watching movies and with people who are not serious about their fasting. No, you have to be careful who you be with and who you choose as friends, as the Prophet ﷺ tells us, Al-mar'u ala dini khalili, falyandur ahadukum man yukhalil. The person is on the religion of his closest friends. So be careful who you take in as friends and as a close people to you. If you live in a family who are still far away from applying the sunnah correctly, then mashallah, try your best to not to spend a lot of time with them while they're doing their haram. But still you have to keep in mind these are your family, especially if it's your father and your mother. You don't disrespect them, but you advise them in the best way. You don't yell at them. You don't disrespect them, but you have to talk nice to them. But then you don't spend a lot of time with them. In the daytime, spend it in the masjid, ya akhi. But if your mother call you, you gotta go. Answer her call. If she says, son, I want you to take me to the market, I want you to do this, you go and take care of that. And then you finish with your mother, come back to the house of Allah. In the night time, stay in the masjid. Taraweeh. And then you go home, you go. Talk to your mother, kiss her head, tell her you love her. And this, make yourself available. If there is any trash to be taken away, take it out and go to sleep. And don't take a part of that. And make dua for them that Allah open their hearts as He opened yours to the truth. So we should not forget where we come from. Some of us, we used to do things that Allah, alhamdulillah, saved us from. So we have to be patient with those who are still struggling with those things. And we be patient with them. But we don't take a part of whatever they are doing. But we advise them in a nice way. And we make dua and we be sincere for them. And we protect our fasting. And remember, we bring in these talks for us to benefit. For us to rectify our affairs, to correct our mistakes. And we should not look at fasting as just, okay, don't eat, don't drink, alhamdulillah, Maghrib comes, fill your belly, go to sleep, do it all over again for 30 days. No, this is not. Fasting is a great opportunity for us to polish our hearts and purify our souls and to make a progress and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.